This is Chapel for Wednesday, November 26th, International Students Thanksgiving.
You have just heard it's a piece from Nigeria. It's a marriage song, which is it's some kind of thanksgiving for a new couple. And it's usually part and parcel of a wedding service. So the song challenges the new couple to build their home on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's basically what the song is about. So the language is Yoruba, including the drums that you heard accompanying the singing.
Mr. Pleasant, good morning to everyone first. And we're glad that you're able to come to this service. One thing you would realize is that all of us here come from different countries. Some of us have different languages. But though we are in different parts of the world, and though we are different in many ways, the wonderful thing is that Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he reaches out to people wherever they are. And right there in our own countries, the countries that are represented here this morning, Jesus Christ came and touched each one of us and allowed us to have a personal relationship with him. This morning you will hear several languages being spoken. Some of it you will not understand. But the beauty about it is that we feel that the Spirit of God is in this place and the Spirit of God will minister to you. We hope and pray that when you leave this place, that sweet Spirit has indeed touched your hearts. May we bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious, loving, and eternal Father, we are indeed thankful that you cross over seas and oceans. You come to people wherever they may be, various countries, and give them the opportunity to have a wonderful personal relationship with you. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the strength that you give us each day. And we thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us day after day. Oh God, we are indeed grateful that though we are different in many ways, we can still bind our hearts together and share the love that you have placed within them. Father, we pray that as we go through this time this morning, you may speak to us through your still, small voice. May our hearts be touched. May our lives be changed. And when we leave this place, may we truly go out. And all that we say and all that we do, may it be to the glory and honor of your wonderful name. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Leitura da Palavra de Deus em Lucas 17, de 11 a 19. De caminho para Jerusalém, passava Jesus pelo meio de Samaria da Galileia. Ao entrar numa aldeia, saíram ao encontro 10 leprosos, que ficaram de longe e lhe gritaram, dizendo: Jesus, Mestre, compadece-te de nós. Ao vê-los, disse-lhe Jesus: Ide e mostrai-vos aos sacerdotes. Aconteceu que, indo eles, foram purificados. Um dos 10, vendo que fora curado, voltou, dando glória a Deus em alta voz. E prostou-se com o rosto em terra, aos pés de Jesus, agradecendo-lhe. E este era samaritano. Então Jesus lhe perguntou: Não eram 10 os que foram curados? Onde estão os 9? Não houve, porventura, quem voltasse para dar glória a Deus, senão esse estrangeiro? E disse-lhe: Levanta-te e vai, a tua fé te salvou. Que a palavra do Senhor nos abençoe.
I'm sorry, I did not give her name. That was Fatima Roma. And we will now have Dina Carroll.
Quando Cuando miro a mi alrededor, en el campo las flores y el sol, cuando veo la lluvia caer, con mi canto doy gracias a Dios. Es tan lindo alabar al Señor y olvidarse de todo dolor, cantar gloria. Gracias, Padre, por todo tu amor. Tengo gozo en mi corazón y te canto, aleluya, pues sin ti yo nada soy. Qué hermoso es vivir en este mundo con Jesús por guía. Qué hermoso es sentir
we're now in for a special treat, as we will have our meditation in Japanese, and it will be interpreted by Kathy Miller. So this time I call on Akiko Nawata and Kathy Miller.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning.
私は芝栗である日本から来ましたから、お魚の話をしたいと思います。ある日のこと、一匹の魚が世界中を泳いで回ったことを話してくれました。太平洋からインド洋を渡り、喜望峰を回って大西洋まで世界中を泳いだお話です。どの海にもそれぞれ特有の美しさがあり、そしてたくさんの海の体験が一つの心に織りなす一枚の絵が、何よりも深みのある、味のあるものだと言いました。
Coming from Japan, an island country, I've had a lot of encounters with fish. The other day, a fish stopped by and told me his story, or rather his stories. He said, I was originally born in the Pacific Ocean, but I've traveled so much. Moved to the Indian Ocean, around the Cape of Good Hope to the Atlantic. Another time, I swam around Australia, tried the East China Sea, Japan Sea, and through to the North Sea.My favorite water was the Mediterranean and also the Caribbean. Oh, what a difference from the Dead Sea, so salty, or that river, it was so tasteless. Perhaps you think like this, the sea is blue, period, right? No, different seas and oceans, rivers and lakes, each have their own set of colors, temperature, saltiness, landscape and creatures, winds and sky. There is an endless variety. It is hard to believe it is the same me who experienced all of these.Yes, sometimes it was tough. I thought I'd never adjust to the new water. Yet within a short while, I would be surprised. You know, in the Mediterranean, I thought, this is the best place in the world. Now, in the Caribbean, I'm calling it heaven again. So I have seen different waters, and now what have I got? On my heart screen, I see this rich blend of colors, sea breezes and sounds of the waves. I can imagine and enjoy so many pictures, and at the same time, this same body, same fin, same face, these same scales touched, felt, and experienced the variety of pictures. Do you understand? The pictures all make one rich, colorful, inexplicably wonderful, endlessly deep and beautiful picture.
ところで、この魚はクリスチャンでした。それでその深みのある豊かな味というのを酢豚の味と、そして第二コリント8章9節にある神の豊かさに例えて説明したのです。
When I say this word rich, I think about two things. First of all, as a Christian fish, I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul's words. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Of course, he meant a lot more than this. But when I think about the big world I have seen, I really think God gives so richly. Another thing I think about when I think about richness is when I, as a fish, am to be eaten, I want to be cooked in a rich sauce like sweet and sour. You know what I like about sweet and sour? It's sweet and it's sour. I mean, it tastes sweet and sour at the same time. And just the right blending makes it so tasty, I will feel rewarded when I am cooked in sweet and sour sauce because it provides and satisfies so many different tongues. I don't have to be all sweet or all sour. There are a lot of possibilities and freedoms.
それから、魚たちはキリストをどう思っているのかというと、彼らはたった2匹の魚を蔑まずに尊び、神に感謝するキリストの心を友と呼んでいます。
Now, do you know who the best human friend of us fish? He used us and is talking quite a lot. You guessed it, Jesus of Nazareth. In the first century, two of our ancestors encountered him with 5 loaves of bread. Well, why do we call Jesus our friend? Because Jesus appreciated and thanked God for 2 of us, 2 humble fish. This is how we know about our friend Jesus and the way he looks at us fish. Not even cooked in the favorite sauce, and I'm sure just 2 of us did not look like enough. But he appreciated and was thankful to God for us.
イエス・キリストが尊んだのは魚だけではなく、あらゆる機会に彼は私たちが聖書に見るのは全く違ったところに目を向けていることに気づかされるのです。
I heard a lot more about this Jesus. It is not only us fish that he appreciated, and not only does he appreciate, he is super at finding what is precious and beautiful in everything, everywhere, and he is really touched with the beauty.I often find exclamation marks at the ends of his words in the Gospels. To the Canaanite woman, who even wanted the breadcrumbs, he shouted, Woman, you have great faith. When he talked with the centurion, he was astonished and said, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Jesus did not overlook or forget to appreciate and value the penny the poor widow gave. He certainly has a different kind of eyes than you human beings or us fish, doesn't he?Who of us will be ready to see the true story, the true weight of the copper penny? It is so surprising to me. After the rich young man told him he had kept all the law since childhood, and before Jesus tells him to go and sell everything, he did something else. The Bible tells me, Jesus looked at him and loved him. I am sure, if I were Christ, I would only have heard the young man arrogantly boast, or my eyes would not have found anything they could love in this unsaved man. Jesus surely looks at us differently.
マルコ伝2章3節から5節の中部の人の話を皆さんご存知でしょう。この時イエスは4人の男たちの信仰に目を留め、そのためにこの中部の男を癒されました。
You know the story of the paralytic? Is it really the story of the paralytic? In Mark 2, verses 3 to 5, we read, Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by 4 of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd,They made an opening in the roof above his head, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Well, what do you see in this picture? You probably look at the poor paralytic, right? I would look at the big hole in the ceiling and be surprised or get angry. But what did Jesus see? Jesus saw the faith of the 4 men, and he saw it in such a way that he forgave and healed the paralytic.
私たちはなぜ自由に物を見極めることができないのでしょう。心の目が閉じているからではないでしょうか。
How do we choose what we see? What can our eyes not see that Jesus sees? Or what does our heart refuse to see? Are we free enough to see everything? Are we free enough to accept and forgive everything we see? Or would we rather close our eyes?
エデンの園から私たちを訪ね出した神は、私たちの罪ばかりを見とがめたのではなくて、キリストを通してどうやって助けようか、救おうかと目を凝らして見ていてくださると思います。
Jesus saw the faith of the four men and called the paralytic lovingly, Son, and healed this son. When the first two people sinned and had to hide from God, God's eyes sought them, and knowingly God said, Where are you? And when God found us, did he only look at our sin? No. The same eyes of God which looked at us lovingly as we were created, look at us in Jesus' eyes, and this Jesus, the Savior, heals us and redeems us. I am sure his eyes will never stop seeking and watching us until his love heals and redeems us completely.
キリストに習う者、愛に生きる神の子たちとして、私たちは何を見る目を持つべきでしょう?
As imitators of God, as dearly loved children, and as we try to live a life of love, what should our eyes see? Do our eyes give enough light into ourselves? Or do we need, like the people in the Laodicean church, salve to put on our eyes so we can see? Do our eyes see the things promised but not yet received and welcome them from a distance?
現代の生活はありとあらゆるものの洪水のようです。その中で私たちは混乱や痛みや自己愛だけでなくて、神の恵みの豊かさを見ていますか?
In life's journey, we see a flood of things. We see culture after culture, people after people, ideas, opinions, discoveries, inventions, revisions, things familiar, and things totally new and different in our eyes. In this variety around us, do we see just the confusions, hurts, yellow lights, or the backside of our eyelids? Or do we see our freedom, the broadness and depth of God's forgiveness and mercy, and the richness of His grace?
カルバリのキリストのうちに現れた私の目に、神の光のうちにあるすべての創造物は限りなく美しいのです。ですから主よ、私はヨブのように高らかにあなたを褒めたたえましょう。
My eyes are washed in the fountain that flows from Calvary and in the shower of heavenly light. Lord, I celebrate you at this season of harvest and thanksgiving. Everything you made, Lord, and all that you make is so beautiful. I will join the victorious Job and say, My ears have heard of you.But now my own eyes have seen you.
This time we'll have Yinka Dulalosho to come and share a word of thanks with us. He will speak in his native tongue first, and then he will interpret for us, as we do not have an interpreter here for him. And then he will close us in a word of prayer.
Adupe lọwọ Oluwa nitori pe o mu wa de bi bayi lọjọ oni be ni a si dupe lọwọ gbogbo yin nitori pe e wa si bayi lati ba wa pejo ni oruko Oluwa wa adupe ti e fun wa ni anfani lati le dari isin yi a si dupe nitori pe arabirin wa o ti mu oro Olorun wa fun waAdupe pe a ni anfani lati wa si ile yi lati ko eko. Adupe fun orisirisi iranlowo ti Olorun se fun wa lojojumo. Adura wa oni pe ki Oluwa ki o ma ran wa lowo, ki o ma bukun eni kokan wa, ki a ma gbe ni alaafia ni irepo, ki a le ma se ise ti Olorun ran wa.I have said so far, thank you so much for being here with us to participate in this worship experience. We thank you because you have made it very meaningful to us, and we thank you all, as well as the authorities, for allowing the international students to take charge of this worship service. And I also said thank you to Akiko, who brought the devotion to us which was very inspiring. And most importantly, I said, we are thanking God because He has made us His own children, and I prayed that He will give us continuously His blessings and His grace to be able to live as we ought to live, day by day, as His own children, as we receive from Him, then giving or sharing with others around us. And I also said thank you to Dina, who gave us the music at the piano. Now we would pray. So, ejeke agbadura. At the end, you will hear Jesu Christi Oluwawa. That will be the end, that is, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So let's pray together. Oluwa adupe pupo lowo yin fun anfani ti a ni lati pejopo nihin loni. Adupe fun gbogbo nti a ti se, fun orin ti a ko, fun bibeli ti a ka, fun adura ti a gba ati orisirisi awon kan ti a ti se. A nbebe pe ki ibukun yin ko ma ba wa lo ni akoko yi, nje ni sisiyin ki alaafia ti Olorun ti baba ti omo ati dapo ti emi mimo ki o wa pelu wa ko pa laye ati okan mo ki o soju re ko mole si wa lara ko sun ba wa gbe lati isisin lo ati titi lai lai ni oruko Jesu Christi Oluwa wa amen.